Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Auburn basketball coach Bruce Pearl. Bruce, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time. I understand you're on the recruiting trail, and we appreciate your time.
I'm trying to find my next Jabari Smith.
Exactly.
So let's make it snappy. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Coach. Speaking of Jabari Smith, did the Rockets get the best player in the draft, in your opinion? I've heard a lot of what you've had to say about him. Did they get the best player in the draft?
Well, yeah, they very well may have. I'm a big fan of Pablo's also. But you know, if I thought he was the best player in the draft, because I think he's got all the tools and the things that translate to the next level. Like, he's the best. He made more three-point shots than any player in the history of college basketball at 6'10 or over, period. That's historical. I mean, this is the best shooting big in college basketball. So does that make him the best player in this draft? I mean, I don't know, but it makes him the best shooter at his size and history of college basketball going to pros. And so, yeah, man, I love him. I mean, Houston got an NBA All-Star. Coach, and that doesn't happen very often.
Coach, I saw your comments this morning about go ahead and poke the bear, referencing the fact that he dropped from 1 to 3. Now, everybody knows dropping to 3 is nothing to sneeze at. Some great players have been there. But you seem to believe that this is going to matter to Jabari.
Well, it's always it has. First of all, you know, people have tried to push him around. Don't poke the bear. He's going to get pissed off. He's going to make you pay for it. Okay, is that how we're going to play? All right, get you some of this. That's how he is in a gentlemanly way. But look, this being third thing, Pablo and Chet have always been 1-2 since – oh, let's just say their junior years in high school. Look, Pablo went to Duke. Chet went to Gonzaga, all right? They got their pick. Kentucky, for example, didn't offer Jabari. So Jabari's always been a little overlooked for whatever reason or not. Maybe the body wasn't right. Don't forget, he played for me at 18 years old the entire season. He just turned 19. So this whole idea about, you know, him being 1 and then all of a sudden being 3. Now, wait a second. He's been ranked between 3 and, let's say, 10 throughout his high school career. But I think he proved the last couple of years that he was number 1. And he'll prove it for the Rockets.
Talking to Bruce Pearl on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, head coach at Auburn, coached Jabari Smith. What about the work ethic? We hear a lot about the work ethic. Can you talk about the work ethic of Jabari Smith, not just the natural talent?
Well, you know, look, he's been blessed. But the separator is this. Since he was in ninth grade, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, when kids were getting out of bed, he was already in the gym, 6 a.m. at his high school. The janitor would open a door for him. And he'd go in there and he'd get an hour workout before school every single day of the week. Now, that's fine when you're a little older, but not when you're a 14-year-old high school freshman. And so that routine, that discipline, that has given Jabari great confidence, and obviously he's given him, you know, such a that great work ethic and that discipline. And Jabari simply doesn't have any other distractions. Like, he doesn't have a lot of other interests other than just trying to take advantage of God's blessing, be the best player, be the best person, be the best teammate that he can possibly be. And so, yeah, he's got that work ethic. He's got that discipline.
What are some things he needs to work on at the next level? If you could put together a list of things that you think he needs to improve the most, what do you think he needs to work on the most?
Well, you know, I think bottom line is, you know, most guys, when they start playing a game, they're all able to rip it, take it to the basket, and finish, and because they're athletically better than everybody else. And so everybody's got a great ball handle and a great rip game, but none of them can shoot. None of them can really shoot. And so Jabari can do something that some of them will never get, and almost none of them will ever get to his level. And that is the ability to come off the screens, to move without the basketball, to catch it and stick it over the top of the defense. He's got a really high release point, and that sets everything up. Like, he's got a pretty good rip game. He can rip it and go downhill and go past you. He can make plays off 2 feet. He can get a rebound and push it on a fast break. He doesn't do that rip game as often because such a great shooter. So one of the things I do think you'll see him doing over, you know, over the next year or two is just being able to take the ball, put it on the floor for a couple of bounces, get into the lane, and make plays for himself and others.
Coach, I know when translating his game to the NBA, people immediately are going to be talking about that, his shooting. But what really, you know, impresses me is a guy, especially for a team that ranked 30th out of 30 in defense. Here's a guy in a game where more and more teams are switching everything that can guard all five positions. What is it about that stands out?
Well, I think Houston really helped themselves in the draft defensively. You know, with the three kids that they got in the first round, Easton and Ty and Jabari. You've got to be able to guard multiple positions. You know, obviously, positions, basketball, and all that stuff. A lot of guys can guard two through four, but not many guards can keep point guards in front of them, and he can. And if they do go by, he'll catch him at the rim. And he can switch off on a post and hold his ground. And especially as he physically, you know, develops. Jabari came to us at about 197. He left us about 215. He put on some great weight, a little bit of size. As he continues to just mature, that's going to happen as well. And so, therefore, scoring through contact, physically being able to do the things that he'll need to do against certain matchups, that's where he's going to have the greatest upside. And, yeah, the Rockets will not, by the way, the Rockets will not finish 30th in defense. Jabari won't let him. He won't let him.
That's awesome.
You mentioned Tari Eason and you mentioned Ty Washington. You beat both of them last year. Ty did leave with an ankle injury in the 80-71 win, and then Eason actually fouled out in the 70-55 win. What about the other guys that the Rockets are getting? Because you just mentioned Ty and you mentioned Eason. What kind of players are those as a coach who coached against them?
Well, Eason might have been one of the better athletes in the draft, particularly for his size. You know, I don't know for sure, but I would anticipate that Houston might play Eason as an undersized five man because he's a freaky athlete. He's got pretty good strength. You know, he could shoot it a little bit. He guarded a lot of different positions. So that's going to be very, very interesting to see how they play him. And I thought when Ty went down against us, that really was the beginning of the end for Kentucky season just because he was that important and that good a player. He was a combo guard. He could play point guard. He could play off the ball. We recruited Ty really hard at Auburn, got to know him a little bit. And, you know, he's got a great mid-range game. And he reminds me of Shea Alexander, who's had a pretty good pro career. You know, and these guys are all – I don't know Eason as well personally, Will Wade would be a great guy to call and find out more about him because he coached him and recruited him. But I know what Ty is made of, and he wants to be great. And he's probably frustrated that he got hurt. He's got to get a little bigger, a little stronger, because NBA, it's no boys allowed. And he's gonna put a little size on that frame to be able to withstand that contact.
Talking to Jabari Smith's college coach Bruce Pearl here on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. What is it like for you when you see all of this SEC flavor in the draft? Or we know it's a quote football conference, but do you get a little bit of pride when you see SEC guys, not even just your own guys? Do you get a little bit of pride there?
You better believe I do. Absolutely. Look, look at the last three drafts. I haven't done the math after this draft. Look, the ACC had a pretty good draft, too, because of Duke. But, you know, you look at the math. The last two drafts, the SEC, almost 2-1. And I think this draft, we had a very good draft as well. Welcome to my world. I had to play against it every single night.
Yeah.
And, you know, great coaching, great facilities. But look across the board in all sports. It really is true. It was a great night for the league. Iron sharpens iron. These guys all know each other. These kids have all known each other for years. All these guys that were in that green room, they've played against each other on every other AAU team, and they'll continue to play against each other at the next level.
Coach, it's clear reading what you've said about Jabari Smith and talking with you right now, you love this kid. I mean, you absolutely, it seems you love this kid. And I know I saw your comments after the battle for Atlantis that you really knew he was going to be special. You draft in the top three. Can he be a star, like a big, big star in the NBA?
Yeah, he can, and I think he will. And look, let him be a great teammate first. Like, let him go in there and affect winning. He absolutely won't be afraid of the moment. He'll make relationships with his teammates. He's not a big head. He's very confident, but he doesn't have a big head. His teammates are going to want him to succeed. He won't succeed at their expense. He'll make them better. He's just a good guy, and he's really easy to coach, and he wants to be coached. He'll hang on your every word. He doesn't think he knows it all. Man, his dad was a big, strong, tough, physical, offensively skilled player that had a perimeter game as a big before it was time. But he had an edge, a little chippy. Jabari's got that toughness. And then he's got a wonderful, sweet, smart Christian mom that raised his ass right and taught him to open a door and taught him to pray before his meals and you know, just be a good son. And he'll represent the name on the back of his jersey, Smith, as well as he's going to represent the name on the front of the jersey, Houston Rockets.
Coach, what is a recruiting trip like for Bruce Pearl? Because I understand you don't have to give away too many secrets. Like, what is your itinerary today? Are you stopping and eating fast food while you're in the car? What's a new school recruiting trip like?
Well, I got a water. I've got a couple of, you know, those little 100-calorie Pop-Tarts because I'm a fat ass. I'm driving from Auburn to Atlanta to recruit. I'll be here all day and all night. Meanwhile, I got back from the draft last night about 1:30. We had practice this morning at 7:30. I'm on the road recruiting tomorrow. I'll get back to Auburn about midnight. I'll fly to Dallas where I'll spend the day down there in the gym till about 10 o'clock. And then I'll fly to Indianapolis where I'll spend the day up in Indianapolis. So when I told you that I'm on the road looking for the next Jabari Smith, I wasn't playing.
Exactly.
I wasn't playing.
You seem like you still love it, too. That's what I like about it. You seem like you still love it.
I do love it, and I do love going to the gym, and I love watching kids play. I don't like the recruiting. I don't like the chase. I don't like the gamesmanship. I'm honest with kids. I tell them where I think they are, where I think they could be, but I don't blow smoke up them. So that I can, you know, hopefully if I get a chance, I'm not trying to date them. I'm trying to coach them. And, but I love watching them. I love, seeing, you know, making decisions about who can and who can't. So I don't mind being, I like being in the gym and I like watching kids play. And so, yes, I still have a and I also like winning. And I like making history. And we've made history last night. Two kids in the top 22 players in Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler. The top player that Auburn's ever had. I don't know if you guys saw Times Square, but get out there and Google what Auburn did at Times Square last night. We rented about 3 hours in Times Square with a pretty good ad for Auburn basketball featuring Jabari Walker and the Auburn basketball team. That was really, really cool. Really proud of it. Yeah,
I see.
Really cool.
That looks good.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, Coach. Thank you so much for hopping on. You're always very entertaining.
It's a good day to be recruiting after last night, I'll tell you that.
That's my pitch.
You better believe it.
There you go.
Loud and proud. Okay, guys, War Eagle.
All right, there you go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.